When the price of a first-class stamp went up to 41 cents this year, the Postal Service raised some of its other rates, too, by as much as 400%. That's how much the price of shipping books to some foreign countries jumped, and some humanitarian organizations are crying foul. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
When Joan Wider got a call from an old friend in Indonesia last year, she tried to help. Her friend wanted books for his English language students in a village on the island of Java. So Wider, an anthropologist who lives in the suburbs of Philadelphia, collected hundreds of used books, and she took them down to the post office.
We had 21 pounds that we thought we would send, and it didn't matter how long they took. So when the post office said I could do this for about $23, I was very happy about it.
This year, Wider collected another pile of books and took them back to the same post office.
They said, oh no, the way you sent it last time is not available. And she said, here's the new price. She calculated it. She said, it will cost you over $90, but it can get there in 2 to 3 days, 4 days.
In May, the Postal Service eliminated international surface shipping. That's anything shipped by a combination of boat, train, and truck. There's still a special rate for shipping books and other media via airmail, but it costs a lot more. And that's left thousands of humanitarian organizations and individuals without a cheap way to ship books overseas. Michael Quint works with the Books for Israel Project, an organization that donates English language books to schools. He helped organize a coalition to restore affordable surface shipping.
The cost of approximately $1 a pound went to $3 to $4 a pound, depending which country it goes to. So imagine any business in the United States, if their transportation costs suddenly increased by 400%. What would that do to them?
But Postal Service officials say they run a business, too. They're required by Congress to break even on every class of mail they deliver. They say the costs of fuel and container shipping have risen sharply, and the old surface mail rates just don't make sense today. Frank Sabello is executive director of global business management for the Postal Service in Washington, D.C. He says international media mail, also known as embag service, was a big money loser.
The basic charge to send an embag going into Zimbabwe and Africa was $1.05 a pound. You know, it's difficult to get something from here to New York for $1.05 a pound.
Postal Service officials admit they don't exactly know how many embags they were shipping or how much they were losing on each one. But they do say there's less demand for slower surface mail as more international shippers turn to airmail. And on the other end, they say fewer and fewer countries are willing to accommodate mail that arrives in ports as opposed to airports. Chris Bradshaw is the founder of the African Library Project, a nonprofit in California that, as the name suggests, helps open libraries in sub-Saharan Africa. While she concedes the Postal Service is in a bind, she thinks its decision to cut affordable surface mail is a big mistake.
It's very important politically because it's citizen diplomacy at its very best. It creates amazing goodwill for the United States all over the world in the most vulnerable populations in the world.
Officials from the U.S. Postal Service did agree to meet with humanitarian shippers last month to hear their concerns, and they say they're working to come up with a cheaper alternative that would combine surface shipping and airmail. But Chris Bradshaw worries the new service will still be too expensive for small groups and individuals.
The money that is used for shipping the books is coming from bake sales and cookie drives and plant sales, and it's nickels and dimes at a time.
For someone like Joan Wider, that money is coming right out of her pocket. And those books she hoped to send to Indonesia?
In my house, taking up a great deal of room. They're ready to go, and hopefully the policy will change.
Some of the organizations that ship books abroad are lobbying Congress for help. In the meantime, shippers say the donated books just keep piling up. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.